are listening to Finding Psychotherapy with me, Carla Vacoryza. In this series, I'll be speaking to a range of highly experienced mental health practitioners, asking them to explain in simple terms what they do, how they do it, and why is it therapeutic. I would also be asking them to give you a few tips of when to seek support, and when you do, how to find what's right for you. This is a podcast to help us think about mental health, what it means, and how we can begin to navigate this complicated, often mysterious, and fascinating world. In this episode, I have asked the very experienced Desa Markovic, who has spoken to us about systemic psychotherapy, to return and talk to us about her specialty in psychosexual psychotherapy. Sex and sexuality are topics that have been under-addressed both within the therapeutic context and in the culture and society we live in. I also know that very often the word sex can feel daunting, awkward, and hard to talk about, despite it being an inevitable part of the human condition. Talking and further understanding sex and sexuality with all of its complexities feels particularly important and relevant today. Desa, welcome back to Finding Psychotherapy.
Hi, Carla. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So without further ado, could you please help us understand a little bit what psychosexual psychotherapy means in simple terms?
Psychosexual psychotherapy, it is a form of psychotherapy that is focused on issues related to sex, sexuality, sexual relationships, various sexual concerns. Sometimes it is about gender issues, gender identity. So people may seek this form of therapy for a variety of reasons. It could be concerns about their sexual functioning and performance. So there is like typical sexual dysfunctions listed in various books, erectile disorder and so on, loss of sexual desire, loss of sexual interest, whether in relation to a partner or in general. But there are lots of anxieties related to sex without any particular performance symptom or anything. It is this, or sometimes lack of sexual satisfaction. Equally, sometimes people feel that sex takes up too much space in their life and sexual behavior can become out of control in a way, and people seek help to regulate. I'm reminded of something that Alain de Botton, a British philosopher, wrote about sex that captures well my experience as a sexual therapist. He said something like, we are all a bit uneasy when it comes to sex, even neurotic. Nobody really approaches sex with a calm, relaxed, super confident attitude. On the contrary, we are almost all haunted by guilt, anxieties, worries, often shame, sometimes phobias about sexual topics, and question ourselves, are we good enough sexually? How desirable are we? How are we perceived in terms of gender? Are we manly enough, womanly enough, and so on? So lots of questions about our own sexual gender identity cross people's minds, sometimes linked to deep insecurities and fears. And often there is no space or opportunity to talk about these in personal life. It looks like there is more openness about talking about sex in the wider culture. More is being published, there are more public talks, some narrow norms are being challenged, and there is more appreciation of diversity in sex. There are more internet sources, but this can be confusing as there is a lot of material there that can be misleading. Some sites promote certain views in sex based on misconceptions. Sometimes sex is objectified, people are objectified. Or equally, media can over-romanticize and idealize sex and intimacy. All these can impact on viewers, creating a sense of own inadequacy related to sex. So psychosexual therapy is a confidential and protected space where clients can have private conversations and share their private worries about sex without being concerned about how they're being perceived. Or in personal life, you might worry what your friend or anybody you're talking to might think, how they might judge you and so on. But sexual therapists will not judge you. They will listen. They will clarify any questions you might have. Often they would explain things to you or offer suggestions as to ways of overcoming your anxieties and so on. So as for the outcome of psychosexual therapy one would hope for, we can include better understanding of sexual issues, more effective communication about sex and intimacy with significant other people, demystifying misconceptions about sex that all of us have. It aims at empowering the person and strengthening their potential to make relationship choices and pursue their authentic sexualities in effective ways. So sometimes it is practical, what you can do, how do you say what you need sexually, how do you listen to other sexual needs. Sometimes it is more philosophical, what is sex to you, what does it mean to you. Sometimes it is exploratory, linking to the origins of the difficulty. Where and how did you learn about sex? Where did you perhaps get negative messages about sex from? Where do your constraints and worries come from? So sex is a very complex and can be complicated area of human life and relationships. It links to emotions, it links to beliefs, values, what is right, what is wrong. It links to the physical issues, such as there may be a medical condition, medical issues involved that need attending to. It can also be about the body, in terms of body image one has of one's own physicality. It links to relationship aspects. Then there is cultural, religious expectations, and so on. So it's very multi-layered, very multi-dimensional. People go off sex and don't understand why. Like, what is wrong with me? There may be nothing wrong at all. Your body and your mind may be responding to the situation, stresses in life, tiredness, circumstances that may be preoccupying you. So psychosexual therapists would assess the situation you're in, identifying the factors that may be causing the sexual difficulty, and offer treatment based on a thorough assessment.
Thank you for that explanation. I suppose what it feels like is that sexuality is part of humankind. You know, we all, it's part of life and it's part of relating. And there are so many complicated feelings often attached to sex. And it feels a little bit awkward to talk about it quite often, even if now there is a lot more out there, a lot more on the internet, but it still feels complicated. So psychosexual therapy is really a place where you can go and speak openly and think of the layering behind it and think of why that might be and what your experiences, what your assumptions are. So it's really just, once again, a space for exploration with someone who can guide you and support you through it.
Yes, I think it's a fair summary and very important in terms of acknowledging that it is often not easy to talk about sex. It is an area of human life often surrounded by shame, guilt, embarrassment, anxiety, and so on. I think in many ways it is still a taboo, however much we may think the society is more liberated and more open these days. So sexual therapists will understand and respect the client's space, understand they will talk as openly as they choose to. There is no pressure or enforcement of any kind, but hopefully in a private and confidential environment, clients will feel safe to open up and engage with therapy.
Exactly. And there's something I read in your book that I found, just being able to sit in a space where someone can openly receive what you're saying about your sexuality or sex or experiences of it, considering sort of keeping it open because you are a consensual adult and therefore whatever you choose and your inclinations, it's okay. And in the therapy room, it can be okay because it's your choice or result of your experience, right?
Absolutely. It is, the aim is for clients to feel free to open up. And often the psychosexual therapist is the first person people have said something about themselves too. I had people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, I remember a man in his 50s, well-educated, professional, family man, intelligent, smart, tell me, I never talked with about sex with anybody, including my wife. So, and I told him, I said, I know, people don't talk about it as if there's something wrong with it. So, and I do respect that. And I say to clients, you know, for me, it's easy to talk about sex because I've studied, I qualified, I have many clients over many years. The language is something that easily comes to me, and I don't have that worry about addressing it directly, but I understand it's not the same for you. It is important to say this to clients at the beginning because there is no expectation. There's hope that they will open up, that they will feel safe and supported. It is all therapist's aim to help clients with their dilemmas. They feel encouraged and empowered, more confident, but it is at their pace.
I mean, it is difficult to talk about. And so is it something you can do individually, but you can also do as a couple? Psychosexual therapy.
Yes, yes. I'd like to also say I work within adult individuals, couples, but I would like to include also and say all relationship forms and intimate relationship groups, because society is much more open now. There's more acceptance, there's more diversity, people understand that there's open relationships, there's polyamory, varied consensual relationship forms. So I've seen three people in a relationship in the therapy room, or one or two who are part of wider polyamorous group. So in any case, yeah, you can have one, two or more people in the session, and it works in different ways effectively. However, whoever is present in the room, one can work on a relationship very well with only one person in the room, because as one changes, the relationship would change. But sometimes if we're talking about couple relationship, there's a benefit of having the other person in the room. And it's not like whoever is in the room is their fault, or it's the problem is with them. We don't pathologize that, and it's not helpful to think like that. Thinking about relationship patterns develop, and partners have equal space to express how they feel or to ask their own questions and support each other in the process.
And do you feel that a couple, an individual, needs to have a specific problem to approach psychosexual therapy?
It is really good question, Carla. It's really important that clients understand that it's not you have to have a defined problem, something that comes under dysfunction category or something. It may be people are often preoccupied with sexual questions. There's some constraint. There's thinking, am I normal here? Or is it normal that I have these needs or wishes? Or often people ask normative questions like, what is frequency of sex, or types of sex? Or there's a lot of societal prejudices. Sexual topics easily provoke emotional, strong, often judgmental reactions. I'm speaking in general with people, with everybody. It's very emotionally provocative subject and touches on many other beliefs, religious, cultural, familial, loyalties and expectations and so on. So people, sometimes it's a space to talk really and reflect, like, what is it that sex should be, or what some certain needs I have, or desires I have or don't have, or should I be having sex? Sometimes asexuality is a topic of discussion. There is this normative expectation that a lot of people feel that everybody has to have sex, everybody has to enjoy sex, everybody, you know. So it's a space where it can be normalized that really is up to the person's choice. What is sex to you? What do you want from sex? And how do you express that? And how do you negotiate it with others? If at all, if you want anything at all.
Mm. And I guess it, going to therapy for that can just be so helpful because, like we were saying, it's so difficult to talk about sex out there in the world because it feels like a bit of a taboo, awkward subject. So I can see how that would be very beneficial.
Absolutely.
And what could one expect from coming to a session?
It is a form of talking therapy. It is based on conversation where the therapist is typically active. They may be asking questions for them to understand the client better, but also to help the client understand themselves and others better. Mm. So sometimes therapists would ask direct question about sex, sexuality, sexual activity, interests, with understanding that it is the client's choice how they respond. Sometimes it may feel like, why are we going into other topics? We are not talking so much about sex, like we are talking about one's upbringing or religion or, you know, some other things in life, friendships, different beliefs, education, and so on. But all of this is actually relevant to sex in that it is a broader context that impacts on sense of self, on our general well-being, our life satisfaction or dissatisfaction. So many life events and many feelings can relate directly or indirectly to issues of sexuality. And that is really important for people to understand. The sex is really, it's not a separate area of life. Sometimes people say, I don't want to talk about other things, or let's fix this, or let's focus on sexuality. And it's fine that there's focus there, but not to treat sexuality as separate from other aspects of life and other things that happen in life. So it is all connected. The clients need to understand how it is connected. It's very educative, actually, sometimes understanding that actually it's not, because partners, if we are talking about relationships, partner may understand why you're rejecting me. And the person themselves may not be clear. Why is it I feel I've gone off sex? I don't know what's going on. What's wrong with me? There may be nothing wrong. You're responding to life circumstances, stress, tiredness, preoccupation, but all sorts of thoughts may get in the way and create barriers. So it's the meaning of what is going on that can be helpfully understood. So it is the conversations that happen in the session, but it is also very helpful that clients in the meantime engage with the process in that to keep the therapeutic momentum going on, to increase therapeutic effectiveness. Because if it is only 50 minutes per week or every other week, however it's arranged, it may not be enough, and it's important what happens in between sessions. So therapists can suggest some reading or watching some educational material or undertaking certain tasks. It may be talking with others. It may be some behavioral exercises sometimes to try out doing things differently, talking about certain topics, thinking about something, making notes, noticing. So things that there are also some with couples, sometimes certain sensual and sexual activities that therapists can guide them in. But obviously clients do it in the privacy of their own space and time. But varieties of exercises and possibilities there. It's quite varied and can be quite fun engaging in different ways of engaging with therapy.
And that makes a lot of sense because, as you say, 50 minutes is just an opportunity to talk about things openly. But then, of course, on the outside, you need to be able to test and try out and explore whether you do that on your own or in with your relationship or relationships. Yeah, so it just feels so important to me to be able to talk about psychosexual psychotherapy. And it feels like you were saying at the beginning that there's just so much out there at the moment, and there's so much on gender as well. It feels like there really is a big push on that. And so there's the beginning of wanting to talk about it, but it's still so intangible, I feel sometimes, and it feels abstract and it feels separate, that I really wanted to talk to you today about psychosexual psychotherapy, because in a way it's normalizing it and it's just making it part of our lives like any other aspect of our life. And we're all different, and trying to understand it and understand it in context for ourselves can just be hugely beneficial, I feel, and maybe take away some of that awkwardness around this subject.
Yeah, hopefully. It is about really engaging in talking about sex in more direct way. Why are we so worked up about it? Why these language constraints? There's so much emotional constraints, so many pressures that actually create and taboos reinforce the sexual problem. So I think therapy should be going against these cultural taboos and not keep sex as a secret, something that it can't be spoken about, something that is, because like the effects of secrets in families and society, often there is implication, well, we don't talk about this, there must be something shameful there, or something inappropriate to discuss, or it belongs somewhere else in the privacy of bedroom and stays there. People don't talk about this. So it's kind of if in therapy we go along with this taboo, we may unwittingly support the client's anxieties and that sort of feeling of shame. If we talk about it directly.
And it would be a shame not to talk about it.
Well put, I like that.
One last question. Why did you become interested in this particular branch of therapy?
Well, exactly links to what I said before, that sort of feeling of how many people, before I qualified in psychosexual therapy, about halfway through my career, I worked with relationships, families, individuals, mainly adults, and then realized how difficult for me it is, as well as for clients, to talk about sex. It's been avoided massively, and that kind of co-constructed mutual avoidance in sessions, it's not helpful. So I went to training just to feel more confident and competent to talk about the topic directly, and to also create context for people where this can be. It's such an important, as you said yourself early on, such an important area of human condition and relationships, and yet we separate it off somehow. I think integrating sex with other aspects of our lives, identity, relationships, fantasy, philosophy of life is really important. It makes life more holistic and more true somehow. So I'm really facilitator, enabler, going against this taboo.
It just feels like such important work. And I feel that with everything going on this topic at the moment, it's just going to become more and more important.
Because there is, like, with breaking down dogma, with normativity, with approach of, you know, right and wrong in sex and certain expectations, you go down the path and do what is expected of you. It can be very liberating, thinking, I don't have to think about this. I do what is required and go along with, and, you know, but obviously there's many, many problems attached to it. And what is a true self, and where is your inner choice and your inner truth? And this is something that sex therapy wants to support, your subjective inner truth. But then opening up such an important, complex, complicated subject, it's like, where do you stop? And people can get actually confused if there is a lot of choice, and particularly younger generations now very confused. It kind of can be liberating how you define yourself and being less constrained by some strict norms and narrow norms. On the other hand, confusion, who I am, what do I want? So often people come to therapy to discuss these questions, like how on earth do I know where I am and what is expected of me, because it's getting more and more complicated.
Yeah, I do think that with younger generations, I mean, how overwhelming choice can be. And so I can see how psychosexual psychotherapy in this case as well can just help organize things a little bit and make sense of all the choices that are out there and where you stand with them. So moving forward, I can see that being really key, especially when you're young.
Yeah, so in hopefully safe space of the therapy room or space, online space, it can be discussed without any pressure of expectations, judgments, what will others think, and just be free to reflect and get to know oneself.
Which is therapy. Dessa, thank you. Thank you very much for talking to us about it today. I hope it'll give people out there the confidence to approach it and to feel that it's okay to do so.
Thank you, Carla. I hope so too. Pleasure to talk with you.
You've been listening to Finding Psychotherapy by me, Carla Vacoysa. I always love to engage with my listeners, so if you have any thoughts, questions or queries, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram on Finding Psychotherapy. This podcast has been edited by Iceni Studios and the music is by David Rhodes.